Hello and welcome to Christianity in Detox, a podcast about theology and culture and life. In this episode, I want to talk about Hong Kong. So Hong Kong is in the middle of a crisis. 2 million people hit the streets to protest a bill that would allow Hong Kong to extradite some criminal suspects to China and Taiwan. There are just a few people who support the bill, and they do so because a young Taiwanese man who killed his girlfriend can potentially be extradited back to Taiwan to face charges. And this is something that they definitely want. But the millions who are opposed are afraid that the bill would put many residents at risk of being extradited to China for being political dissidents. Hong Kong is a refuge for political dissidents, writers, artists, activists, anyone daring to challenge the Chinese government in Hong Kong. They're granted two primary privileges, safety and freedom. The idea of a city that is safe and a refuge has biblical origins. In Numbers 35 and Deuteronomy 19, God tells the nation of Israel to set aside six cities. And these are cities of refuge where anyone could go and seek shelter and protection in the event of manslaughter. Accidental manslaughter, just to be clear, they could seek protection there from vengeance from family members. So one example using the Bible is a person who unintentionally kills someone with an axe. Let's say someone's in the woods and they're topping a tree and then the axe flies off the handle and it hits someone and then the person dies. God provided cities of refuge where a person in that type of predicament could flee so that they would not die at the hands of family members who wanted to take revenge. So these cities were places they could go to just kind of safely wait out the rage of the family members and not find themselves at the mercy of someone who wants to take the law into their own hands. They were cities that were safe spaces. However, they were also places of exile. The person who committed the manslaughter could not return to life as usual. He was banished from his family and ancestral portion until the death of the high priest, whose own death atoned for the blood that had been spilt. So there are two crossover lessons that immediately leap out of the designation of cities refuge in the biblical context. And the first is the constant reminder that God is our refuge. These cities serve as a physical, metaphorical example of how God saves us from our sins in our past. We run to Him spiritually for safety. Proverbs 18:10 says, "The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." 2 Samuel 22:3 says, "My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold, my refuge, my savior. You save me from violence." Psalm 61:3 says, "For you have been my refuge, a tower of strength against the enemy." God in these scriptures isn't referred to as a city of refuge, but rather a strong tower, a stronghold. The most useful word for this is a citadel. A citadel is the core fortified area of a town or city. It's a defensive core. It's positioned to be the last line of defense. So if the enemy breaches the other components of the fortification system, you could still be safe in the citadel. So God isn't just a refuge city. He's the strongest, most fortified, impenetrable part of it. Secondly, those who flee to refuge cities can't leave until the high priest in that city dies. Well, for Christians, Jesus is the high priest. Hebrews 4:14-16 reads, "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who's ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we don't have a high priest who's unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who's been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." As we watch what happens in Hong Kong unfold, let's remember we're the only true refuge and safe place is found, and that is in God. Thank you for listening. If you're being blessed by these podcasts, please share them. Have a great week.